your brain here. I like listening to Tooncast while trying to take over the world.
Hey, Teen Titans is not in continuity.
My name is Zeta. I was built as a weapon to destroy, but I will not destroy anymore.
Hello and welcome to the 96th episode of Tooncast, brought to you by the Geekcast Radio Network. I am your host, Steve Jim Mike, and today I'm joined by JT from the Canadian Wild. Hello, sir.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
I bought comic books today. I am happy.
Yay. When was the last episode of Tooncast you were on? Wasn't it Bravo?
It was Bravo. That was like 27 episodes ago. Something like that. It was 69, so.
Wow. We so did not plan this, ladies and gentlemen. 27 episodes ago, JT was on episode 69 and 96. So you have 69, 96. Lovely. We did so not plan this.
Lucky numbers. I should play the lottery.
If you win, I want half.
How would I buy you every Puggle Former that will ever come out?
No, because I already have plans for that.
Okay.
I have my own deals I've made with the Puggle Goddess, but anyways.
Don't you mean
talk about that off air. Yeah, that's not for public knowledge. Let's see. Yes, this is episode 96. This is the Zeta Project episode. We'll be talking about the Zeta Project. I went through probably 5 to 6, 7, maybe even 10 different people asking them if they wanted to be on this episode. And then tonight we're recording this on a Friday night. I said, fuck it, I'll just do it by myself, a solo episode. And then I started advertising on Twitter and Facebook earlier, about an hour and a half ago from when we're actually recording this, that, you know, hey, who wants to come out for a Ustream on Zeta and listen to me rattle off my ideas about this completely shitty cartoon? Oh, sorry. Sorry to, you know, show my hand there, but...
Gee, you're working blue already, Mike?
Yeah. Well, no, if I was going to go blue, I would have said something else, but... I just said screw it, and then JT had posted on my he commented on my Facebook post, so that's why he's here. We just recorded the other night, we just recorded episode 20 of Geekcast Radio, the flagship show, which is the introduction to the top 100 animated series of all time. You know, and that's going to be going on. I've got From the Command Center coming up to record episode 1, all that kind of really, really cool stuff. And this is the fourth to last episode of Tooncast. It's almost over. 2 years.
Wow. Good times.
Yeah.
Seems like just yesterday we were commenting on Johnny Bravo and his ability to not get laid. Which, for the people that listen to the show, it's the only frame of reference I really have for working with Mike, so on this series anyhow. So
yeah, in Tooncast. You've been on a couple of M-Wires. But we've got stuff coming up, we've got stuff coming back, so we've got stuff ending, so it's all good. It'll work out in the end. So to get into today's history lesson, the Zeta Project is a science fiction American animated series produced by Warner Brothers Animation. First aired on Kids WB January 2001 as a spin-off series based off the character Zeta from the Batman Beyond episode of the same name. The show was created by Robert Goodman and Warner Brothers Animation. Oh, lovely. That's interesting. The story's main character, Infiltration Unit Zeta, is a humanoid robot synthoid designed to carry out covert assassinations on the behalf of the NSA. However, when Zeta discovers that one of his targets is innocent, he experiences a kind of existential crisis. about goodness and value of life. Following his epiphany, Zeta finds he can no longer kill. The newly enlightened Zeta refuses to continue on as an infiltration unit and abandons his mission, going rogue. Zeta is pursued by a team of NSA agents led by Kerwood Smith.
Red Foreman.
Yes. And is aided by a 15-year-old runaway, Rosalie Rowe Rowan. So what do you remember about Zeta Project, sir?
The crappy animation, mostly. I mean, it's a spinoff of Batman Beyond, and you can see the kind of Kirby-esque designs in the series to, you know, establish it's in the same universe and all. But aside from the animation, which was really light and almost fluffy, it was a kid's cartoon first and foremost. But besides that, the only thing I really remember is I really like the idea of this robot who basically has an existential crisis. And then he discovers, you know, he can't kill. He's got all these, you know, what is the soul, basically. And I just really, I like that idea that it was a fairly adult premise for a Saturday morning kids cartoon. And the fact that, you know, it's basically RoboCop without the weapons. He's got Robin the Girl Wonder as a sidekick, and he's being
chased. That's an insult to Dick Grayson, goddammit.
Well, not so much, because they did have a female Robin in the comics.
I'm sorry, comparing Roe to any Robin, well, maybe minus Jason Todd, but he was a little bit more violent.
Yeah,
comparing Roe to either Tim Drake or Dick Grayson is a... Just, that's an abomination to me.
I recant the statement. I'm sorry. But still, it's basically, boil it down, I mean, the only frame of reference, it's RoboCop without the violence being chased by Eric Foreman's dad.
Yeah.
And The Flash, because, you know, we'll get to it later, but, I mean, Michael Rosenbaum voiced the character in this series as well. So he's getting chased by Red Foreman and Lex Flippin' Luthor.
Oh, well, yeah, you're meaning the adult version of Lex Flippin' Luthor from Smallville.
Yes.
Not the animated version, which was Clancy Brown, which, incidentally, Clancy Brown was just a few days ago, was just in, or last week or something or other, was just in an episode of Transformers Prime, so yay, Clancy Brown is now in two of my favorite things.
The Kurgan is taking over.
The what?
He was the Kurgan in the first Highlander movie.
Oh, you know, everybody keeps mentioning that to me since I've mentioned about Clancy being in the latest episode of Transformers Prime as we're recording this. I have nothing, and this is a total tangent. I have nothing against Highlander. I've seen a couple of the films, but it's not something I'm well versed in. So every time someone references that stuff, the main things I remember Clancy from, obviously Justice League and Superman and all that, is Lex, and then... All that, and then obviously he was Head Guard Hadley in Shawshank.
He's also Mr. Krabs on SpongeBob.
I know, that's freaky to me.
And then just to, before we quit the tangent, when I found out that the Kurgan, who's in my top 10 villains of all time, you know, when I found out the Kurgan is on SpongeBob and he's SpongeBob's boss, I was like, holy crap, that's awesome.
Yeah, that is. For me, like I said last episode with Batman Beyond, when I first saw Batman Beyond specifically, I thought it was just going to be more adventures with Bruce Wayne. And when I eventually got used to Batman Beyond, all of a sudden it was over. And then there was this cartoon, and I'm like, really? They go from Batman Beyond to this?
Yeah, it's like I said, it's, aside from the fact that it's in the same universe and it has some, like I said, kind of adult storylines, and it was made for kids, and hardcore fans of, like, the traditional DCAU universe just, you know, probably couldn't hang with that.
Yeah. I know it's in continuity by a slim margin just because it's a spinoff of Batman Beyond, but, I mean, really, there's only two names in the entire director-writers thing that I recognize from any of the other DCAU stuff. It's Kurt Gaeta and Dan Reba. Everybody else is totally... Hillary Bader, I recognize her name as a writer, but... yeah, anyway. So getting into the characters here, we have Infiltration Unit Zeta, voiced by Oswald from Drew Carey. Oh, I mean, Diedrich Bader. Yeah.
You could also say Batman. I mean, he does that now, too, so.
Let's not go there.
Okay.
Yeah, let's not go there. What did you think of Zeta's overall character?
I did like Zeta's character, like that whole innocent soul, fish out of water sort of thing. He's experiencing everything for the first time. It's, you know, a slightly friendlier version of Data from Star Trek Next Generation. I mean, like in the first episode, you know, we watched it where he's like, oh, hello, Mr. Cockroach. And he's like checking out the cockroach. And he's having a good time. And Ro, the girl, throws, you know, like, oh, gross, get that away. And she flicks it away. And he's like, but it was a cockroach. It was kind of cool. You know, he's experiencing all this stuff. And that something about that type of character I could really get behind, you know, that sort of innocence in a way was kind of entertaining.
Yeah, it was. It got tiring after a while.
Yeah.
But, like, the first couple of episodes, it was entertaining because Zeta was learning. Now, I will say I've liked Diedrich Bader in other stuff that he's done. I go all apeshit when I see Batman the Brave and the Bold and just hear his voice coming out of Batman's mouth. It just doesn't work for me. But anyway, I mean, I do like him in other stuff that he's done, so... And I did like him voicing Zeta in this. I mean, he has that... I don't know if it's a voice effect or if it's something he did with his own voice, but he has that robotic sound effect to him, to Zeta's voice, like especially when like Zeta is in his true robotic form.
Kind of monotone, but...
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a slight inflection of emotion.
Yeah, and then when he's in his human forms, he obviously has more emotion and less monotone. And you know, Zeta's pretty cool. I do agree with what you said. It's pretty much RoboCop without the guns and without the badge, actually. Yeah. But he does have guns. I mean, let's not underestimate this thing. This thing does still have guns on it. He just chooses not to use them.
Yeah. Because I'm trying to remember from when I was watching, or did he, I think, and I hadn't seen this episode for a while, but didn't he mention that he disabled his weapons or something like that? But
he probably disabled them, but I'm sure they're still on him, because I know specifically in the intro, it shows him raising a gun out of his arm, so I'm sure they're still there. Like I said, he just chooses not to use them because he did disable them.
Yeah, but he's like a mechanical MacGyver. I mean, he's a walking Swiss Army knife with laser cutters and buzz saws, and
yes,
you know, he doesn't need a gun. He can cause some shit with all the tools at his disposal.
Very true. Wow, they didn't list. That's interesting. Moving on to Rosalie Roe Rowan, voiced by Julie Nathanson, who is a 15-year-old orphan who, before joining Zeta in his quest to prove his innocence, she usually acts as a wiser older sister to Zeta, who is often clueless about how to properly blend in with humans. She sees Zeta as family and refuses to abandon him since she owes him her life. That's true, but she also, in the first episode, he's like, oh, I have a built-in credit card with unlimited amounts of money. I'm sorry, this is so far-fetched. Like, I get this cartoon's in the future. But yeah, I mean, seriously, this is
the
like...
The only thing missing from that was, like, the dollar signs rolling through her eyes.
I know it. But the thing of it is, though, is, like, I get that they wanted to, you know, further the story of Zeta and all that stuff, but I'm sorry. Any kid or anyone that watched this cartoon back in 2001 or whenever it originally aired, you know, 2001, you know,
mm-hmm.
you know, I was 21 at that time. And it's like, you know, if I see an episode of a cartoon that says, oh, this robot has a built-in credit card, what do you think the first thing I'm going to do is? I'm going to start applying for credit cards.
Yeah, not exactly the lesson.
Technically, even though it's my own fault that I've been in debt for the last, I don't know, 25 years of my life. Or not 25, last 15 years of my life or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, It's all a tribute to Zeta Project. Zeta Project put me in debt.
Oh, sure.
Because it brainwashed me. It brainwashed me.
Oh, Mike. This is Don't blame the cartoons for your own weakness.
Right, whatever. Alright, so the next character to talk about is Bucky Buenaventura. Okay, I don't think that's a distant relative of Ace.
No.
He was voiced by he was voiced by Ulysses Kendra in season 1 and then Blaine Barbarossa in season 2, a child genius who occasionally aids Zeta and Ro. This is probably the single worst character in the DCAU. This kid is even worse than the terrible trio from Batman the Animated Series.
I don't even remember this guy.
Yeah, he's pretty bad. And then you have Infiltration Unit 7, a later model of Infiltration Unit who Zeta had comes into conflict with after foiling one of his missions. Infiltration Unit 7 poses all of Zeta's abilities, greater strength and durability, and a much larger arsenal, and is much less subtle in the execution of his duties than Zeta. This is basically a Zeta. This is basically the rogue RoboCop of the series.
The Ed 209.
Yeah, yeah, the Ed 209. Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, it's, and another thing is like he was voiced by Dietrich Bader as well.
Probably was. It doesn't say here, so he probably was. And then Dr. Selig is Zeta's hard to find creator. Now, Agent Bennett, I could have sworn, I know he's voiced by Red Foreman, a.k.a. Kurtwood Smith, but I could have sworn at one point he had got replaced with, what the hell's his name? You watch NCIS at all?
Mark Harmon?
No, not Mark Harmon, the FBI agent, Agent Farnell.
Oh, yeah.
I could have sworn it's that guy voicing Bennett at some point. I know from the first episode it's Kurtwood Smith, but I could have sworn at some point in the series the guy that plays Agent Fernell on NCIS voices Bennett at one point. I don't know. I could have sworn it was, but I'm not sure. And Bennett is the leader of the NSA team who is sent to capture Zeta. What do you think of Bennett?
I kind of like Bennett. I mean, again, from like the two episodes I watched, like he's got that classic kind of driven, he's a robot, he's just been reprogrammed, you know, he's got that kind of inflexible air of authority around him, which yeah. Kind of made him for the standard villain who's just, you know, he's just doing his job. But I don't know, like I said, I haven't watched in so long except for those episodes, but he seemed like, you know, this kind of a stock character.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, he's your standard FBI agent or NSA agent or whatever you want to, however you want to classify him. And then we have Agent Wally West. Oh, I'm sorry.
Don't you mean Agent Lex Luthor?
No, well, no, Agent Wally West, because Michael Rosenbaum voiced The Flash and aka Wally West in Justice League.
No, I got you. It's just...
Yeah.
And he did, like, the standard bumbling type, too, with yep. That voice.
Agent West is the incompetent agent whose desire to prove himself only results in annoying his superiors. Yeah, this is the one agent that has the dunce cap on all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, he never gets that stern look in his face. Almost every time you see him on screen, he's got this sad, like, why me?
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, honestly, until I watched the premiere episode and that tonight, I, you know, didn't even recognize the voice back in the day. Just sounded like standard annoying guy voice, and it's like, holy crap, yep. I know that guy.
Yeah. See, for me, I had already, you know, I had already known, it, like, as soon as I heard Agent West's voice, I knew it was Rosenbaum, not just because of playing Lex on Smallville, but because of playing Flash in Justice League, and because of doing his Christopher Walken impression for Ghoul in Batman Beyond Return of the Joker. So yeah, I knew immediately that it was Rosenbaum. Yeah. And you have two more agents. That's really all that we have on the cast list here. We have Agent Lee, who's voiced by Lauren Tom, who's the more level-headed agent who comes to see Zeta in a more redeeming light as he continues to go out of his way to help people. Again, you know, these, I mean, the main two characters are, I mean, the main characters out of the agent is Bennett and West. I mean, Bennett's more specifically because, you know, as we said, he's the team leader and he's the one going after Zeta. So yeah. If you had to pick out of these characters, who would be a favorite of yours, if any?
I'm going to go with out of the agents or just out of the cast in general?
The entire cast in general.
I'm going with Zeta. I mean, I like Bennett, if only, but it's such a stock character in my opinion. Like, you've seen it 100 times before in any number of sci-fi movies and TV shows. I liked Zeta for that whole kind of innocence about the character, how he's learning about everything. You know, he's like a kid. You know, yeah. He just kind of had that innocence about him, and I love that.
Yeah, I like the relationship between Zeta and Ro. Just because, just, you know, she's helping him, he's helping her type of thing. I like that a lot with them. And I mean, there are several good episodes and good character developments. Like, I think it's Rose Reunion, where supposedly she's coming up against her parents or trying to find her parents, and all that. But yeah, honestly, it's just the animation is just so horrible in this show.
Spongy is what
it's like, you know, you said before they tried to copy the Batman Beyond future world design as far as the actual environment, and it just, oh god, yeah.
I mean, you look at Batman Beyond and it's like most episodes you get like that kind of neutral kind of tan, yeah. It's sunny, or sometimes you get like the red skies from like New Adventures of Batman and all that, but whenever you get into Zeta, it's like, it's so bright and it's light.
And yeah.
It's like color is like, look at this, we're colorful, we're safe for kids. Watch us, please.
It's neon, it's tie-dye.
Yeah. Your kids couldn't possibly get the wrong idea about the world watching this cartoon. What's that? We can get credit cards? But yeah, no.
What's that? There are unlimited credit cards?
I never have to pay for it? Well, sign me up.
Exactly. As far as the actual show, we've kind of gone over the plot already. Basically, it's Zeta trying to get his freedom from the NSA from being supposedly this bad robot. Wow. Yeah. That's a horrible J.J. Abrams reference.
Bad robot. Well, at least they didn't have a Cloverfield monster in this thing.
Oh, thank God. So yeah, so basically each episode, most of the episodes are just one-shots of their adventures continuing. There are some continuity episodes amongst the actual show, like as far as, you know, they do the whole previously on Zeta project, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. And I mean, they had... like I mentioned, Diedrich Bader, there's the upgraded infiltration unit. Like,
yeah, Infiltration Unit 7, yeah.
Yeah, you know, his cousin, you know, he came back in, like, what episode did he first come in? Crap. Well, I know it was, like, probably, like, 4, 5, or 6, something like that. He showed up, and Zeta screwed with his mission in that episode. And then he kind of imprints on Zeta, and he's like, okay, Zeta's the new mission. I got to destroy him. And he shows up in episode 8, which was also the first and I think only appearance of Batman Beyond in this series.
Yeah.
Although Zeta did cross over in an episode of Batman Beyond where got reprogrammed by Mad Stan.
Yeah, there was two crossovers. There was Zeta was the Zeta episode of Batman Beyond was the original episode where Zeta was created, where Zeta first came into the DCAU.
Yeah.
And then he spun off into his own series. Batman Beyond had a crossover with the Zeta Project, and then vice versa afterwards, where Batman Beyond, Zeta came back to Batman Beyond, and Mad Stan, who is one of the best villain characters in that show.
Information overload, Batman, we can't take it. I love Henry Rollins, man. Anything that he's in, I'm down for.
The only thing I'm not really cool on him being right now is Kilowog in the new Green Lantern animated film coming up, Emerald Knights.
Yeah.
It just doesn't sound Kilowog to me, but yeah.
Well, I haven't heard anything yet. I mean, I like Michael Madsen, but you know, yeah. Henry Rollins was great. But yeah, no, it's like they have the crossovers and all that, but again, this series was just too fluffy.
Yep. Too fluffy. This series, even though what I'm going to compare it to isn't fluffy at all, why is Stitch popping into my head? Anyway, moving into the music segment. Oh, God. Blue Punch Buggy! Oh, God, why is Stitch popping into my head? Damn it. moving into the music segment, honestly, for me, this Zeta Project is just like GoBots for me. The theme song is the best thing about the show.
Yeah, it's so good because it's got that kind of pop to it.
Yeah.
You know, it's got that kind of 80s synth sound to it like that.
Yep.
Which was awesome, so.
Yes. And moving into the legacy segment, this show is only 10 years old. It has no legacy. It's the only season on DVD is season one. And the only reason why there haven't been, I believe it's Warner Home Video that does the distribution rights for DCAU for any of the Warner Brothers superhero cartoons. And I know that Warner Home Video does other Warner Brothers cartoons as well. But I believe they've stated several times since they've been releasing DCAU stuff on DVD, their goal is to get every single incarnation out on DVD. Well, apparently the numbers for Zeta didn't do so well for the DVD sales, because there has been no news since that season one release a couple of years ago.
Yeah, it's on DVD. It's like, why?
You know, we've said that we've watched a couple episodes on YouTube. Just from what I've searched, just searching the Zeta Project episodes or just episode one, you know, the first 8 or 9 or 10 episodes are really easily to come by on YouTube, so your best bet is to just watch it for free on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Varying quality abound, but honestly, does it matter?
True. So, with that, we are going to take a quick break. You're going to hear some ads. You're going to hear some stuff about GCR Top 100 Animated Series of All Time. And then we'll come back with our final thoughts in the outro.
Tooncast will be back after these messages.
When I'm not ridding Third Earth of Mumra's evil, I'm enjoying Tooncast with the other Thundercats.
Hey guys, this is Optimus Solo from the Geekcast Radio Network. And I was thinking the other day that maybe I've been too hard on the folks over at IGN. I mean, they had to put some effort into their top 100 animated series of all time list, right? I mean, maybe it's just me that wants to punch a baby when I read it. So in all fairness, I thought we should gather some of the people who were involved with this list and get their opinions. So what do you guys think about the IGN list?
I didn't think it was physically possible, but this both sucks and blows.
Okay, anyone else?
Dumb, dumb, dumb! Those dudes are so dumb!
I'm afraid to ask, but anyone else?
Epic fail.
Homer, they put your show at the top of your list. You gotta like their list, right?
I stand by my disappointed groan.
So I guess we should do something about it then.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
I am, Brain. I think we should unveil the Geekcast Radio Network's Top 100 Animated Series of All Time list.
I second that emotion.
And I know that our list will be much better than the IGN list. You know why?
We watch a lot of TV.
That and the fact that we are teaming up with This Week in Geek, the Pop Culture Network, Chicken Pop Pod, and some other great geek sites.
By your powers combined,
we will give you a list geeks everywhere can be proud of.
Hey yo, go while listening to Tooncast.
Now back to Tooncast.
So that's going to do it for Tooncast episode 96. I know it's been a short episode. What are your final thoughts overall on Zeta, sir?
I think it was an honest attempt to make a spinoff that wasn't nearly as dark as Batman Beyond was and make it very kid-friendly, and they certainly succeeded in that, but it's not an animated series that I'm not going to say the casual fan, but for the average DCAU fan, it's not something I'm going to recommend.
Yeah, no. I've said this before, and I'll say it again. The cartoons that are and I'm not saying that Zeta is not in continuity, but for me, the cartoons that make up the DCAU, this is just my own personal opinion, Batman the Animated Series, Superman the Animated Series, Batman Beyond, Justice League Unlimited.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. Excuse me. Static Shock to a certain extent, but, you know, just those four or five. So, that's going to do it for us. Thank you for joining us here on Tooncast. There's several ways to get in contact with us or leave feedback for the show. Visit the website, geekcastradio.com. You can comment on each episode post. Leave the show's feedback in iTunes. Please do this. Follow us on Twitter. The short name there is GCR and Tooncast, all one word. Mine is TFG1 Mike, and what is your Twitter, sir?
It's Freak711, capital P-H-R-E-A-K 711.
Become a fan on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/GeekCastRadioNetwork. Call the voicemail line and let us know the show you're leaving the message for and your name. The phone number is 502-526-5821. I will remind everyone again, like I did last episode, if you are going to leave voicemails for Tooncast past episode 100, those voicemails will be brought up in Tooncast Beyond, just so we don't have, you know, just so we're not ignoring people.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Tooncast and wish you'll join us next time when we'll be continuing the DCAU Spotlight with Static Shock, when Steve Megatron and Terra the Rising Star will join me for that. For now, I am TFG1 Mike with
JT from Saskatoon.
Thank you for listening. Until next time. Fight the criminal, chase the bad guys. Save the world, fly the sky. Half kid, I'm amazing. Okay, stash out from facing. Yeah, 1-0, then you zap. Get see, get trapped. Look in my eyes, I got the power. Villains run from Static Shock. Superhero, Static Shock. This superhero gifted, bell ring back in school. Nobody know what I do. Okay, superhero Static Shock. Superhero Static Shock. Superhero Static Shock. One zip, then you zap. Get zero, get trapped. In my eyes, I got the power. Villains run from Static Shock. Criminals get twisted. This superhero gifted, bell ring back in school. Nobody know what I do. Okay, superhero.